Human babies grow inside their mothers for 40 weeks, enclosed in a watery bag that expands as they do. As the clock ticks during pregnancy, various processes then kick in to thin the membrane material that surrounds the baby, so the bag ruptures at roughly the right moment to promote labour. But in some cases, this happens far too early and it can trigger a preterm birth. And now scientists at Queen Mary University of London have discovered why. And if we know how it works, we might be in a position to discover how to stop it, as Tina Chowdhury explains.
So where the story begins is that in this country, around 700,000 babies are being delivered every single year. And 60,000 of those babies are born prematurely. Sadly, some of these babies are going to die. So 20% of the babies that are born preterm will die. So that's around 10,000 babies every year.
Do we know why these babies pop out early?
Well, there are a number of reasons why the babies are born prematurely. We think that when a mother has vaginal bleeding, we know that the blood is going to cause weakening of the fetal membrane tissues. We also know that infection is a cause. Fetal growth restriction or problems with the placenta, that can also lead to premature birth. These are all situations where the fetal membrane tissue, think of it a bit like a balloon sort of structure. So as mum is going through pregnancy, the baby is getting bigger. This balloon-like structure has this wonderful capacity to also expand and stretch.
So the baby's basically growing in a big bag of fluid, isn't it? And the balloon-like structure you're referring to is this set of fetal membranes that the baby is inside.
Yes, that's right. It's actually quite surprising and how clever this tissue is because the fetal membrane tissue has to pop at the right time. So normal pregnancy is 40 weeks gestation, but the organisation of the tissue has to break down at around 37 weeks gestation. And if it happens too early, less than 37 weeks, the fetal membrane tissue will tear or it will break or pop. Mum will go into contractions and she'll have to deliver the baby.
How do you know this? Are you able to actually get pieces of this tissue in a dish so you can study them?
Oh, we use real pieces of tissue. So all the fetal membrane tissues are coming from the mother's placenta. And we examine both the physiology and the mechanics of those tissues.
And what are you learning when you do this?
Well, we're learning a number of things. So when we stretch fetal membrane tissues, we find that the cells are producing a protein. It's called connexin 43. And this protein is actually one of the bad guys. Connexin 43 upregulates a number of inflammatory molecules, which starts to break down the structure of the fetal membrane tissues. So those important stretchy molecules such as collagen and elastin begin to break down.
Does this mean then that if you have some drugs that can arrest the rate at which the breakdown occurs, you could stop the membranes weakening prematurely and that would defer the onset of the rupture and potentially also therefore the prematurity?
Absolutely. We've used an agent, a type of drug that can knock down connexin 43. So when we test the effect of this drug within our mechanical model system, what we find is that the drug antagonizes and slows down that inflammatory process. And so instead of the tissue becoming soft and weak, the tissue retains its mechanical properties, it retains its stretchiness, that three-dimensional structure is maintained.
That presupposes, though, that you know who is going to have this problem and therefore in whom you should intervene to stop the rupture happening prematurely. But most of these cases present once the rupture's already happened, don't they? So have you got a way of knowing who's at risk?
It's really difficult to know who's at risk. And so what we want to be able to do as a sort of starting point is really understand what are the factors that causes that weakening process. Because if we understand that, then maybe we'll be able to develop some sort of therapeutic approach to slow down that process.
So at this stage, is it fair to say then that you've got a mechanism here. You've understood what it is that appears to weaken and encourage the process of rupture in the membranes, but we're not at a stage yet where you could say, and here's a magic chemical that we could put on here, which will actually stop this happening.
You know, one of the difficulties with pregnant women is that if we were to give pregnant women drugs, you know, it causes a lot of problems. And we have to be really, really careful about the type of approach that we're going to use to help a mother. My gut feeling on all of this is that if we have an approach that can help to keep that tissue strong and allows the baby to carry on for X number of weeks so that she can be delivered at a time where she's ready to be born, then we've got a solution.
Tina Chowdhury and her paper describing that work has just come out in Scientific Reports. She also told me that her own kids are big fans. So hello, kids.